This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, why should we seek this world? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It is an honor to be here with you, dear friends, talking about Islamic lifestyle. And so in this session, we want to talk about why should we seek this world, right? In many of these programs, and of course, in many of the traditions, we find that the infallibles and the immaculates, peace and blessings upon them all, they have talked about how this materialistic world and this world which is manifested in the various materialistic things, whether it's houses or clothes or jewelry, cars, women, children on one side, or, you know, for example, power and wealth and status and, you know, these kind of things on the other hand, all of these things really have been condemned because they distract us from the remembrance of the Almighty Allah. That is one of the things that we find, right? On the other hand, though, we kind of think that we have seen in some other traditions how the infallibles and the immaculates, peace and blessing upon them all, right? They have told us to, you know, make ends meet and work in this world for the next world. And at the same time, they have told us that, you know, we should be independent and strong and powerful when it comes to our financial situation. By no means does Islam tell us to force ourselves into poverty, right? There's two kind of poverty, even though we don't have time, unfortunately, to talk about these things. But there's two kinds of poverty. One poverty is the kind of poverty that comes about because we don't work hard enough, or because we don't work at all, or because we don't want to work, or, you know, we make bad decisions in our lives. This is a poverty that is, I guess you could say, a voluntary poverty, which is our fault. There's another kind of poverty that comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this kind of poverty is a test. It seems like this is what we're going to end up talking about on this program. And this other kind of poverty is the poverty which is brought about by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is a test. And we'll leave it at this. We'll talk about this aspect in another program, inshallah. So we are told that we shouldn't be poor. We are told that we should not be attached to the dunya. So then what are we seeking with this world when we are told to seek for this world? Welcome back. This is A to Z on IRIB English Radio. So we were talking about in the last segment, and what we're talking about in general is, what is this world that we are requested to seek and to work for by the infallible and immaculate, peace and blessings upon them all? Now, we had put a few of the parts of the equation together. We said that the materialistic world, ad-dunya, in its different manifestations, is severely condemned. On the other side, we find that this kind of a voluntary poverty, being poor, is also something that is condemned, and specifically that kind of poverty which is our own fault, right? And then we have this last set of traditions which talks about that we should seek this world. And here again, we have a tradition from Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, the sixth divinely appointed Imam, you know, where somebody came to the Imam and said, "By Allah, we do seek this world and we love to receive from it." And then Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, you know, we might think he would say, you know, "Oh, this is so bad. How can you say that you seek this world and you even took a, you know, an oath by the name of Allah, and you love to receive from it, you know. Interestingly, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam, he responded and he says, what do you want to do with it? When you go and you seek this world, meaning you seek for sustenance, you go out there and you work to earn a living, to earn a income, you know, and not only are you earning an income, but you love to earn a income. And then Imam says, what do you want to do with that income? And the man replied that, I want to manage my affairs and my family's affairs, and I want to maintain family ties by this wealth, by giving them gifts. I want to pay alms and charity and sadaqah and zakat and khums for the poor. And finally, I want to go on pilgrimage. Amazing. Then Imam Ja'far Sadiq alayhi salam said, this is not seeking this world. This is not seeking this material aspect of the dunya that we have also talked about in our programs. Imam Ja'far Sadiq alayhi salam says, this is in reality seeking the akhirah, the hereafter. You are enriching your permanent and eternal home when you go and you seek sustenance in this world in order to be able to manage your affairs, manage your family's affairs, maintain family ties, help the poor, and go on the pilgrimage. So this, dear friends, is the world that we are being asked to seek and use for the hereafter.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.